sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting
I think that's a pretty good one to end on. I hope you'd enjoyed this last hour. Have a great rest of your weekend, and yeah, happy December.
You got the heart. Just like that, it's acoustic ceiling time. Hi, I'm Vin Maganzini. Welcome to the program. We're going to have all kinds of music for you. I'll be here for 2 hours. I'll be here from 4 or 4.06 right now all the way till 6 o'clock. I hope you enjoy every song I play. Welcome to Acoustic Ceiling. This is WMFO, and we are in Medford. And I'll start off with a PSA just for you. Did you know there are trillions of tiny creatures swimming in your stomach right now? Don't worry, they're called microbes, and they play a crucial role in digestion, immunity, and overall body health. One easy way to keep your gut's microbes happy is with probiotics found in yogurt. Probiotics are beneficial bacteria that help maintain balance in your digestive system. These microbes are what actually allow you to make yogurt from yogurt, meaning you could hypothetically make infinite amounts of yogurt from a single container. Now that's a lot of yogurt. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford. Life without microorganisms. Probiotics PSA. This is WMFO in Medford, and we're here for you. We play any song you want to hear. 855-915-9636 is the phone number, and you can call it out. Call me, and I'll put you on the air if you want that, or just tell me what you want to hear. Again, it's 855-915-9636. This is Tufts University Freeform Radio, and I'm going to start the show off with a song I hope you enjoy. I know I enjoy it quite a bit, and it's one heck of a song. I've played it a few times in the past. I'll play it again because it is a winner, like I said. This is WMFO in Medford, and I hope you call me. The number is 855-915-9636, and get ready, folks. We're going to start the show off with Bonnie Dobson. It's one of her legendary tunes. It's a tune called Morning Dew. And I'm playing this for you and yours. I hope you had a wonderful, meaningful Thanksgiving. And I hope all your holidays are going to be a giant success. And I hope you enjoy this song. This is Morning Dew. And you are listening to WMFO Medford.
This is a song about morning dew, and I hope that it never falls on us. Take me for a walk in the morning dew, my honey. Take me for a walk in the morning sun, my love. You can't go walking in the morning dew today. You can't go walking in the morning sun today. But listen, I hear a man moaning, Lord. Oh, yes, I hear a man moaning, Lord. You didn't hear a man moan at all. You didn't hear a man. But I thought don't you worry about the people anymore. Don't you worry about the people anymore. Won't you take me for a walk in the morning, do my love? Please take me for a walk in the morning, sun, my honey. You can't go walking in the morning dew today. You can't go walking in the morning sun today. But listen, I hear a man moaning, Lord. Oh, you didn't hear a man moan at all. But I'm sure I hear my baby crying, Mama. You'll never hear your baby cry. People anymore. Don't you worry about the people anymore.
I am a wanderer, feet on the ground, heart on my sleeve, and my head in the clouds. I am a star above some distant shore, wandering evermore. I am a refugee torn from my land, cast off to travel this world to its end, never to see my proud mountains again. But I still remember and respect. Stand on this corner so you don't forget I haven't had mine yet. I am a prisoner pacing my cell, three steps and back in my corner of hell. Lock me away and you swallow the key, but someday I shall be.
Take a boat to England, baby, maybe to Spain. Wherever I have gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone, the blues are all the same. Send out for whiskey, baby, send out for gin. Me in room service, honey. Me in room service, babe. Me in room service. We're living the life of sin. try another city, baby, another town. Wherever I've gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I've gone, the blues are all the same. Maybe tomorrow, honey, somewhere down the line, I'll wake up older, so much older, mama. I'll wake up older and I'll just stop all my crying. But living is a gamble, baby. Loving's much the same. Wherever I have played, wherever I've thrown them dice, wherever I have played, the blues run the game. Take a boat to England, baby, maybe to Spain. Wherever I have gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone, the blues are all the same. Hey, hey, hey.
Step mastered, turning from left to right. But after all the colored lights are gone, time will leave the ashes and the dawn. You rise and meet the day, and watching you go, it's like spying on hope ever onward with more. Giving your hands and your heart to the wheel of the world, though it fights each turn. But you do not give up so easily. It's how I know you won't surrender me. You rise and meet the day. It's all I need, it's all I need to know. It's all I need. Time. I had always feared that some gloomy ingratitude would seize me, but you have held the dream like every morning finds a way to hang the sun up in the sky, and now I think I have it too. The greatest part I learned from you, you rise and me. I can see kids, maybe yours, maybe not. Oh, I can hear what they'll say, laughing at pictures with the old-fashioned hats and the clothes that we're wearing today. That they will know the true and humble power that made it through the darkest hour. You rise and meet the day. It's all I need, it's all I need to know. It's all I need to know.
Just because you're alive, you deserve to be loved, to
deserve to be loved. Born into a skin where every door that you knock upon should let you in, should just let you in. Grab a rose by its stem and you will learn in that moment you can't just reach out and take what isn't yours. The pain subsides but you still want more, 'cause the poison tastes better than the cure. There's always more, there's always more, there's always more than meets the eye. You say you're a human being, and just because you're alive, you deserve to be loved, deserve to be loved. Grab a cloud by its mane, you will learn in that moment that it takes more than desire to make it rain. Your intentions may be pure as your path is refracted and obscure. 'Cause there's always more, there's always more, there's always more, there's always more, there's always more than meets the eye. You say you're a human being, and just because you're alive, you deserve to be loved, deserve to be loved.
Lovely singing and guitar work there by the Mommy Heads. That was Human Being. Before that was Dar Williams. Colin Malloy was before that. And before Colin Malloy was Joan Baez. And Bonnie Dobson started the program off. And I was talking about the holidays and how it's a peaceful time of year. And I'm hoping Kendrick Lamar, Duckworth, and Drake both get together and work things out. And let's think about that while we hear this one. This is Kendrick Lamar.
Reincarnated. I'm a stargazing. Life goes on. I need all my babies.
Woke up looking for the broccoli. High key, keep a horn on me. That could my CIP. Ownership, the blueprint is by me. Mr. Get Off, I get off at my feet.
What's the password?
I see dead people.
You late.
Mother on that beat, ho.
Ay, mustard on the beat, ho. Depot, any rap, nigga, he a freak, though. Man down, call an ambulance, tell him breathe, bro. Nail a nigga to the cross, he walk around like Tizo. What's up with these jabroni-ass niggas trying to see Compton? The industry can hate me, fuck them all and they mama. How many ops you really got? I mean, it's too many options. I'm finna pass on this body, I'm John Stockton. Beat your ass and hide the Bible if God watching. Sometimes you gotta pop out and show niggas. Certified boogeyman, I'm the one that up to score with him. Walk him down whole time, I know he got some hoe in him. Pull on him, extort shit, bully the flow on him. Say Drake, I hear you like I'm young. You better not ever go to cell block one. To any bitch that talk to him and they in love, just make sure you hide your little sister from him. They tell me Chubb's the only one that get your hand-me-downs. And party at the party playing with his nose now. And Baka got a weird case, why is he around? Certified lover boys, certified pedophiles. Wop, 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 dot, fuck him up. Wop, 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 I'ma do my stuff. Why you trolling like a bitch, ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord, and it's probably A minor. They not like us, they not like us.
They not like us. They not like us. They not like us. They not like us.
You think the Bay gon' let you disrespect Pop, nigga? I think that Oakland show gon' be your last stop, nigga. They cold foul, I don't know why you still pretending. What is the owl? Bird niggas and bird bitches, go. The audience not dumb, shape the stories how you want. Hey Drake, they're not slow. Rabbit hole is still deep, I can go further, I promise. Ain't there something? Be rest, that's for bitching. You Malibu most wanted, ain't no law boy, you ball boy. Fetch Gatorade or something. Since 2009, I had this bitch jumping. You niggas will get a wedgie, be flipped over your boxes. Or over your foe, the other vaginal option. Pussy, nigga better straighten they posture. Got famous all up in contact, might write this with a doctor. Tell a pop star quit hiding, fuck a caption, won't action. No accident, I'm hands on, he fuck around, get polished. Fucked on Wayne girl while he was in jail, that's conniving. Then get his face tatted like a bitch apologizing. I'm glad D-Rose came home, y'all didn't deserve him neither. From Alondra down to Central, nigga better not speak on Serena. And your homeboy needs subpoena, that predator moving flocks. That name gotta be registered and placed on neighborhood watch. I lean on you niggas like another line of walk. Yeah, it's all eyes on me and I'ma send it up the pot. Ay, put the roll label on me, I'ma get them drop. Ay, sweet chin music and I won't pass the ox. Ay, how many stocks do I really have in stock? Ay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plus 5. Ay, devil is a lie, he a 69 god. Ay, freaky ass niggas need to stay their ass inside. Ay, roll their ass up like a fresh pack of Zod. Ay, city is
hello, I'm a member of a new organization called the Fart Retrieval League. Do you realize that among the millions of farts which are released every day, not all of them float free? A small but significant percentage of farts is trapped forever in seat cushions all over America, hopelessly suspended in foam rubber. We ask you to please help rescue lost farts. Send your donation to the Fart Retrieval League. We will send you a booklet entitled The Facts on Farts. And say, next time you're in a hotel lobby, why not jump up and down on a seat cushion and free a fart? This Sunday, don't miss Issues and Assholes, an in-depth look at questions of public interest. This weekend, should there be gay smoking areas? Then relax as sex and sports get together on Bowling for Pussy.
Got into an argument this morning with my last friend. I distinctly heard snap, crackle, fuck him. I don't know which one of them said it, you know. I was reaching for the artificial sweetener at the time and was not looking directly into the bowl. But I told them, I said, well, you can all just sit right there in the milk. Far as I'm concerned, you can sit in the milk until I find out which one of you said that. Little mass punishment for my breakfast food. The idea is to turn them against one another. Just sit in the milk. Of course, don't be me. Big punishment. That's what they do anyway. That's their job. Sitting in the milk. You've seen those Rice Krispies floating along. Little beige blisters of air. Riding proudly in the milk. But you can't sink them. They ought to use them in life jackets. That's where they need them.
It's WMFO in Medford. George Carlin there trying to bridge the gap between Kendrick Lamar Duckworth and Drake Graham. And his other side of the coin is Drake.
I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me. You know how I like it when you loving on me. I don't wanna die for them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. They gon' tell the story, shit was different with me. God's plan, God's plan. I hold back, sometimes I won't, yeah. I feel good, sometimes I don't, hey, no. I finesse down Western Road, hey. Might go down to G-O-D, yeah, wait. I go hard on Southside G, yeah, wait. I make sure that Northside E. And still, bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wish and 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 on me. Bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wish and 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 on me. Yeah. Ay, ay. She She say, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry. 50 dub, I even got it tatted on me. 81, they'll bring the crashers to the party. And you know me, turn the 02 into the 03, dog. Without 40 Ollie, there be no me. Imagine if I never met the broskies. God's plan, God's plan. I can't do this on my own, hey, nope, hey. Someone watching this shit close, yup, yeah, close. I've been me since Scarlet Road, hey, road, hey. Might go down as G-O-D, yeah, wait. I go hard on Southside G, hey, wait. I make sure that Northside E, yeah. And still, bad things, it's a lot of bad things that they wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing they wishing on me.
WMFO in Medford, some class fantastic music right there. Hope you enjoyed it. It's WMFO, like I said, and right now there's some new music. This is a song by Eric Barth, and it's called Here to Stay. I hope you enjoy it. And here we go, WMFO in Medford. Coming at you right now.
In this time and in this place, coming back from far away, in this town we will remain. In my heart and in my bones, playing on the radio, listen and you'll know. There is no one, there is no one like you. There is nothing, there is nothing I would not do for you. In this life we run the race, getting better every day. On this path we will remain. Listen up and listen good, this time you will say I do. Echoes in your head. No one, there is no one like you. There is nothing, there is nothing I would not do for you. There is nothing I can say. I'm here to stay. Hey. 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 There is no one, there is no one like you. There is nothing, there is nothing I would not do for you. There is nothing I can say. There is nothing I can do to prove to you. If I only had a chance, then I know. Here to stay. Hey. Hey. Hey.
Hey. That was WMFO's friend, good old Eric Barth with Here to Stay. Nice little tune. I hope you enjoyed it. And here's more local music. And hey, hey, what can I say?
About the girl I love, my she looks so fine. She's the only one that I've been dreaming of. Maybe someday she'll be all mine.
Hey, hey, what can I do? WMFO in Medford. Of course, it's a Led Zeppelin song performed by the Porter Squares. Here's a quick rundown and then a song you all know and love, and I'm going to play the whole thing, but here's the rundown first. We heard Bonnie Dobson with Morning Dew from Bonnie Dobson. Then it was Joan Baez with I Am a Wanderer from Day After Tomorrow. Then it was Colin Malloy with Blues Run the Game from Another Day, Another Time, celebrating the music of Inside Llewyn Davis. Then it was the Mommy Heads with Human Being. Their newest song just came out weeks ago. It's from their album One-Eyed Band. Kendrick Lamar gave us Not Like Us and Not Like Us single. We heard a little George Carlin in the mix there. He gave us Rice Krispies from A Place for My Stuff. Drake sang God's Plan from Scary Hours. We heard Jethro Tull with Living in the Past from A Little Light Music. Eric Barth was in there with Here to Stay from his Eric Barth release. And of course, that was the Porter Squares with Hey, Hey, What Can I Do from Three Sides. This is WMFO Medford. I'll see you in about 18 minutes. Or I'll listen for you anyway. Here's Arlo Guthrie with the legendary Alice's Restaurant. WMFO Medford.
This song's called Alice's Restaurant. It's about Alice and the restaurant. But Alice's Restaurant is not the name of the restaurant. That's just the name of the song. And that's why I call the song Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Now it all started two Thanksgivings ago, it was on 2 years ago on Thanksgiving, when my friend and I went up to visit Alice at the restaurant. But Alice doesn't live in the restaurant, she lives in the church nearby the restaurant, in the bell tower with her husband Ray and Fatsha the dog. And living in the bell tower like that, they got a lot of room downstairs where the pews used to be. And having all that room, seeing as how they took out all the pews, they decided that they didn't have to take out their garbage for a long time. We got up there, we found all the garbage in there, and we decided it'd be a friendly gesture for us to take the garbage down to the city dump. So we took the half a ton of garbage, put it in the back of a red VW microbus, took shovels and rakes and implements of destruction, and headed on toward the city dump. Well, we got there, and there's a big sign and a chain across the dump saying closed on Thanksgiving. And we had never heard of a dump closed on Thanksgiving before. And with tears in our eyes, we drove off into the sunset looking for another place to put the garbage. We didn't find one till we came to a side road, and off the side of the side road was another 15-foot cliff. And at the bottom of the cliff was another pile of garbage. And we decided that one big pile's better than two little piles, and rather than bring that one up, we decided to throw ours down. That's what we did. Drove back to the church, had a Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat, went to sleep and didn't get up until the next morning when we got a phone call from Officer Obie. He said, "Kid, we found your name on an envelope at the bottom of a half a ton of garbage, and wanted to know if you had any information about it." And I said, "Yes, sir, Officer Obie, cannot tell a lie. I put that envelope under that garbage." After speaking to Obie for about 45 minutes on the telephone, we finally arrived at the truth of the matter and said that we had to go down and pick up the garbage and Also had to go down and speak to him at the police officer station. So we got in the red VW microbus with the shovels and rakes and implements of destruction, headed on toward the police officer station. Now, friends, there was only one or two things that Obi could have done at the police station, and the first was that he could have given us a medal for being so brave and honest on the telephone, which wasn't very likely, and we didn't expect it. Another thing was that he could have bawled us out and told us never to be seen driving garbage around the vicinity again, which is what we expected. But when we got to the police officer station, there was a third possibility that we hadn't even counted upon, and we was both immediately arrested, handcuffed. And I said, Obi, I don't think I can pick up the garbage with these handcuffs on. He said, shut up, kid. Get in the back of the patrol car, and that's what we did. Sat in the back of the patrol car and drove to the, quote, scene of the crime, unquote. I want to tell you about the town of Stockbridge, Massachusetts, where this happened here. They got three stop signs, two police officers and one police car. But when we got to the scene of the crime, there was five police officers and three police cars, being the biggest crime of the last 50 years, and everybody wanted to get in the newspaper story about it. And they was using up all kinds of cop equipment that they had hanging around the police officer station. They was taking plaster, tire track, footprints, dog smelling prints, and they took 27 8x10 color glossy photographs with circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. Took pictures of the approach, the getaway, the northwest corner, the southwest corner, and that's not to mention the aerial photography. After the ordeal, we went back to the jail. Obi said he was gonna put us in the cell. Said, kid, I'm gonna put you in the cell. I want your wallet and your belt. And I said, Obi, I can understand you wanting my wallet, so I don't have any money to spend in the cell, but what do you want my belt for? And it said, kid, we don't want any hangings. Said, Obi, did you think I was gonna hang myself for littering? Obi said he was making sure, and friends, Obi was, cause he took out the toilet seat so I couldn't hit myself over the head and drown. And he took out the toilet paper so I couldn't bend the bars, roll the toilet paper out the window, slide down the roll and have an escape. Obi was making sure, and it was about 4 or 5 hours later that Alice, remember Alice? It's a song about Alice. Alice came by and with a few nasty words to Obi on the side, bailed us out of jail. We went back to the church, had another Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat, and didn't get up until the next morning when we all had to go to court. We walked in, sat down. Obi came in with the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back each one. Sat down. Man came in, said, all rise. We all stood up, and Obi stood up with the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures, and the judge walked in, sat down with the C&I dog, and he sat down. We sat down. Obi looked at the C&I dog. And then the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and looked at the C&I dog. And then at the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and began to cry, cause Obi came to the realization that it was a typical case of American blind justice and there wasn't nothing he could do about it. And the judge wasn't gonna look at the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. And we was fined $50 and had to pick up the garbage in the snow, but that's not what I came to tell you about. Came to talk about the draft. We got a building down New York City, it's called Whitehall Street, where you walk in and you get injected, inspected, detected, infected, neglected, and selected. I went down to get my physical examination one day, and I walked in, I sat down, got good and drunk the night before, so I looked and felt my best when I went in that morning. Cause I wanted to look like the all-American kid from New York City. Man, I wanted to feel like that. I wanted to be the all-American kid from New York, and I walked in, sat down, I was hung down, brung down, hung up, and all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly things. And I walked in, I sat down, he gave me a piece of paper, said, kid, see the psychiatrist, room 604. And I went up there, I said, shrink, I want to kill. You know, I want to kill. I want to see blood and gore and guts and veins in my teeth. Eat dead, burnt bodies. I mean, kill. And I started jumping up and down, yelling, kill. And it started jumping up and down with me, and we was both jumping up and down, yelling, kill. And the sergeant came over, pinned the medal on me, sent me down the hall, said, you're our boy. And you feel too good about it. Proceeded on down the hall, getting more injections, inspections, detections, neglections, and all kinds of stuff that they was doing to me at the thing there. And I was there for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. I was there for a long time, going through all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly things. And I was just having a tough time there. And they was inspecting, injecting every single part of me, and they was leaving no part untouched. Proceeded through, and I when finally came to see the very last man, I walked in, sat down after a whole big thing there, and I walked up and said, what do you want? He said, kid, we only got one question. Have you ever been arrested? And I proceeded to tell him the story of Alice's restaurant, Massacre, with full orchestration and five-part harmony and stuff like that, and then all the phenomena stopped me right there and said, kid, did you ever go to court? I proceeded to tell him the story of the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one that stopped me right there and said, kid, I want you to go over and sit down on that bench that says Group W. Now, kid! And I walked over to the bench there, and there's Group W is where they put you. If you may not be moral enough to join the army after committing your special crime, and there was all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly-looking people on the bench. There's mother rapers, father stabbers, father rapers. Father rapers sitting right there on the bench next to me, and one he was mean and nasty and ugly and horrible and crime fighting guys are sitting there on the bench, and the meanest, ugliest, nastiest one, the meanest father raper of them all, was coming over to me, and he was mean and ugly and nasty and horrible and all kinds of things, and he sat down next to me and said, kid, what'd you get? Said, I didn't get nothing. I had to pay $50 and pick up the garbage. I said, what were you arrested for, kid? And I said, littering. And they all moved away from me on the bench there to carry eyeball and all kinds of mean, nasty things till I said, and creating a nuisance. And they all came back, shook my hand, and we had a great time on the bench talking about crime, mother stabbing, father raping, all kinds of groovy things that we was talking about on the bench. And everything was fine, we were smoking cigarettes and all kinds of things until the sergeant came over, had some paper in his hand, held it up and said, kids, this piece of paper's got 47 words, 37 sentences, 58 words. We want to know details of crime, time, crime, and else kind of thing. Got slept, time, tune about the crime. Want to know the rest of the officer's name, and else kind of thing. You got to say, and talk for 45 minutes, and nobody understood a word that he said. But we had fun filling out the forms and playing with the pencils on the bench there. And I filled out the Massacre with the four-part harmony and wrote it down there just like it was, and everything was fine, and I put down a pencil and I turned over the piece of paper, and there on the other side, in the middle of the other side, away from everything else on the other side, in parentheses, capital letters, quotated, read the following words. Kid, have you rehabilitated yourself? I went over to the sergeant and said, Sergeant, you've got a lot of damn gall to ask me if I've rehabilitated myself. I'm sitting here on a bench. I'm sitting here on a Group W bench. Because you want to know if I'm moral enough to join the army, burn women, kids, houses, and villages after being a litter bug. He looked at me and said, Kid, we don't like your kind. And we're going to send your fingerprints off to Washington. And friends, somewhere in Washington, enshrined in some little folder, is a study in black and white of my fingerprints. And the only reason I'm singing you the song now is because you may know somebody in a similar situation. Or you may be in a similar situation. And if you're in a situation like that, there's only one thing you can do. Is walk into the shrink wherever you are. Just walk in and say, shrink. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant and walk out. You know, if one person, just one person does it, they may think he's really sick and they won't take him. And if two people do it in harmony, they think they're both faggots and it won't take either of them. And if three people do it, can you imagine three people walking in, singing a bar, Alice's restaurant, and walking out? They may think it's an organization. And can you imagine 50 people a day? I said 50 people a day walking in, singing a bar, Alice's restaurant, and walking out. And friends, they may think it's a movement.